Zach Westcott allowed only one hit over seven innings, but Marty Anderson shut down the Windy City Thunderbolts offense as the Florence Freedom escaped with a 1-0 win in front of a Wednesday morning crowd of 2,824. Neither team had secured a hit through the first 2.5 innings, but the Thunderbolts mounted a two-out threat in the bottom of the third. Blair Beck walked in front of the Thunderbolts' first hit of the day.
So now the pitch. Looped out to right field, down the line. That drops for a base hit. Rounding second, heading to third, Beck. Edwards going to second base. He slides in just ahead of the throw. It's a double for Izzy Edwards. His first career extra base hit and the first hit of the game for either side.
Tim Zier walked to load the bases, but Anderson recovered to retire Riley Crane, ending the threat. Westcott retired the first 17 batters of the game, but lost his perfect game in the sixth when Mike Morris drew a two-out walk. The Freedom didn't get their first hit until the seventh inning.
There's a line drive to left center field. That's down for a base hit, and it splits the gap all the way to the wall. Connor Crane into second base, and he's going to try for third. Here comes the relay throw. Crane is safe. The tag from Riley Crane comes in just a hair late. It's a triple for Connor Crane, and the first hit of the game for the Freedom.
That would turn out to be their only hit, but it was enough as Jose Brizuela followed with a sacrifice fly to center field. The Thunderbolts had one more scoring chance when David Oppenheim doubled with two outs in the ninth. With the tying run in scoring position, Tyler Straub hit a deep fly to center field, but Andre Mercurio tracked it down just in front of the warning track to end the game. Anderson allowed two of the Thunderbolts' three hits and struck out six over seven innings to earn the win. Westcott was the tough luck loser, falling to 0-1 despite possessing a 0.60 ERA after two starts. Patrick McGrath threw a scoreless ninth inning to notch his first save of the season. The series concludes with one more morning game, Thursday at 10:35. Patrick Lede will make his second start of the year for Windy City, while Florence counters with Cody Gray. It is the second of four school days at Standard Bank Stadium, sponsored by Noodles & Company. And fans not in attendance can hear the broadcast on WXAV 88.3 FM and WXAV.com.